In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray together. Let's turn to Mary as we say the prayer that makes her heart rejoice. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. St. Paul says we don't know how to pray, but the Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans so that we can say, Abba, Father. Let's pray to the Holy Spirit that he'll guide us. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful, by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lady Guadalupe, pray for us. St. Joseph, pray for us. St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, pray for us. My friends, today we enter into a new month, and it's the month of June, which is dedicated to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. So today I'd like to explain to you this beautiful image of the Sacred Heart. I'd like to give you a beautiful an interpretation. If you can see, this is one of the most beautiful images of the Sacred Heart I've ever seen. And I have it in my room. So you should not covet your neighbor's goods, not to want to have my gift, okay? So I'll explain it to you. Okay, around the head of Jesus Christ, you can see a light. We call that a halo. What does that symbolize? It symbolizes the holiness of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Holy of Holies. He's the most holy. But as Pope Francis, in a recent document, Rejoice and Be Glad, points out that all of you are called to be holy. You'll be holy in as much as you conform yourself to the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you try to imitate Christ. That famous book of Thomas Kempis, The Imitation of Christ. You are called to imitate Christ. You are called to conform your life to the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So let's move from the halo that surrounds the face of Christ, and let's look into his face. Face of Jesus just radiates kindness, goodness, purity, meekness, affability. In other words, just by looking at this image, this should inspire you to really have great trust in Jesus Christ. And even though we all make mistakes, even though we're all sinners, the Bible says that the just man falls 7 times a day. Jesus still is inviting us to come to him. So look into his eyes, look into the face, and listen to his words. This is the gospel that we can use when we celebrate the feast day of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which will be actually next Friday, June 8th this year. Listen to these words, which are taken from Matthew chapter 11, as you look into the face of Jesus, who loves you very much, who cares for you, who really wants you to trust him. These are the words. Listen attentively. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. Come to me, all of you who are weary, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. For you'll find rest for your souls, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus is inviting all of you to come to him and to find your rest in his Sacred Heart. Your rest, Your solace, your refuge should be the most sacred heart of Jesus Christ. Let's look on. Jesus is wearing a white cape, which is symbolic of the purity of Christ. He said in Matthew 5, chapter 8, one of the Beatitudes, he said, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God." Let us pray that we would have purity of eyes and mind and heart and body and emotions and affections, and even have purity of intention, that we'll be able to live out what St. Paul says, "Whether you eat or drink, do everything for the honor and glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." So let's move from the cape of Jesus Christ to his hand. One of his hand is lifted up in the form of a blessing. So you should all try to enthrone in your homes an image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Jesus promises you many blessings if you have the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart of Mary enthroned in your homes. He will bless you. Then the other hand of Jesus is pointing to, of course, the very focal point of this painting. And he's pointing to his heart. Now look at the heart. Let's start from the top to the bottom. The very top of the heart, you can see a cross. The cross is the most eloquent symbol of Jesus' love for us. He died on the cross, shedding every drop of his precious blood, not simply for all of humanity, but he suffered and died for love of you and for me. How much Jesus loves us. How much he loves us always, at all times, and all places. Then we go down and we can see the heart. Now in literature, in painting, in poetry and music, the heart is a universal symbol for love. It's a universal symbol for love. But the heart of Jesus is the heart that is loved most. And love can be measured by the willingness to suffer for the loved one. Jesus suffered for love of you and for me. Let's move down. And if you look at the heart is surrounded by sharp thorns. Now, I'm sure all of you have probably touched a thorn bush, or maybe a rose. Maybe you've even pricked your hand. Maybe you've even bled because you allowed that thorn to pierce your hand. Now those thorns are around the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. And that is symbolic of something very painful. The sins of all humanity, as well as your sins and my sins. Our sins are responsible for the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ. But good news is this. When you make a good confession that we're all called to make, what do? Is we take those thorns out of the heart of Christ and we place roses instead. Then if you can look really closely, below the thorns, there is an open wound. And that draws us back to what happened when Jesus died on the cross. He said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit," and he died. Then the Roman centurion, he took a lance, and the lance drove into the side of Jesus, from which came forth blood and water, which symbolizes baptism, confession, and the Most Holy Eucharist. And then finally, if you look, the whole of the Sacred Heart of Jesus is surrounded by light, and that light is fire. Fire symbolizes both love and the Holy Spirit. Jesus said this, I have come to cast fire on the earth, and I am not at peace until that fire be kindled. That fire is symbolic of the love of Jesus Christ, and it's also symbolic of the presence of the Holy Spirit, who descended upon the apostles in tongues of fire that first Pentecost. So I invite all of you to share this message on the Sacred Heart. This is June 1st. We have entered into the month of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. So let us pray. Sacred Heart of Jesus, I trust you. Sacred Heart of Jesus, I love you. Sacred Heart of Jesus, I give myself to you. So don't forget to share this message so that all will find their refuge in the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.